I give you a verse this morning from the Gospel according to St. Luke, where Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, does this parable apply to us? Does this parable apply to us?" And the parable to which Peter was referring was one which spoke about the readiness of the servant for his master's coming, his coming back. It's a passage which has two senses. In its narrow sense, it is a passage which points us towards the second coming, while in its widened sense, it speaks about the time when God's call enters a person's life. That might be any moment in your life. The fact that you're here tells me that there has been a call and you've answered it. But there is the other sense of this passage, that it's not just about the present. It's about sometime again in the future when God will send his Son. And so the question arises, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? And I doubt if many of you will have cards bought, written, addressed, stamped, ready for post. Let me prove me wrong. How many have got all that done? Not a single one. I haven't done it either. How many have got all your shopping done, with all your presents bought? And I see heads shaking already, with names and lovely paper all wrapped around them, ready to be presented. Hands up. You should come to my house. My wife's got about 90% of them done already. I haven't checked to see which is mine yet. But I doubt whether we are, in a sense, ready for the Christmas that we tend to enjoy at this stage in our life, in this stage of our world's existence. Few of us will have begun to attend to the 1,001 things which have to be done at this time of year. And for many, the sound of Advent hymns are a shock, bringing home just how close we are to the 25th of December. And if I had my cap on just now, I would take it off again to Rachel, because she has organized so much of what's taking place this weekend and for the weeks to come, but also spending a little time in the day job in the shop. And so we should be grateful for all the service that people give to us, and most of you here do, again and again and again. But as we sing these Advent hymns, I hope it was a wake-up call to you that it's only 4 weeks till Christmas. And of course, you have all to be here on the Sunday after Christmas Day, or it might even be you will manage to do it on Christmas Day itself, because it is a Sunday. I will get a good idea of how early you were up in the morning to see how many of you bring me a Christmas present to show me what you got. Keep that in mind. That might be the sermon. You never know. But are you ready for Christmas? And when you ponder in your mind whether you are ready for Christmas, for all these preparations, just remember that they have nothing to do with the question of Christmas. If by Christmas you mean the celebration of the coming of God into our world and into our life. We have too much allowed our celebration of Christmas to have little or nothing to do with God's coming in Jesus. If I was a gambler, I would be prepared to lay odds that in this church, as in many others prior to the pandemic, that on Christmas Eve to the Watch Night service, this church would be absolutely packed and probably people standing at the back. They would have come with a genuine desire to share an experience with family and friends. They might not necessarily thought of coming to share an experience with God and with Jesus, but they would come because they were part of a family, and indeed the family of this congregation and this community. My experience, and from what I've been told by countless people over the years, is that they have a deep sense of need awakened within them by coming at a Christmas service into a church. We hear familiar words. We enjoy the good feelings of belonging together. And many are taken by surprise that more than 2,000 years later, we're still doing it. But what we are not doing, I don't think we are believing that he will come back and that that will be also a surprise. Does this parable speak to you as it spoke to Peter, having listened to Jesus? Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for that great sense of wonderment at the greatness of God's love, that he should look down upon us and recognize what is required and give it to us? Are you ready to accept the redemption which is gift wrapped in nails and wood and tied with pleated thorns? Are you ready to understand and accept that Christianity is about feeling, about believing that you belong to the Creator of all life? As you come closer and closer to Christmas Day, I hope that there grows within you a stronger and stronger sense of you being aware of your need, and importantly, that God is in our world. There is a little child saying, "Santa, I've been good." A child, very young, recognizing that perhaps he has to be ready and good before Santa will deliver anything to him. Are you ready for Christmas? And there is another side to Christmas. And the other side is about being ready to respond to the challenge of his love. It is about being ready to strive to a higher level of life and goodness. It's about a response which will be seen in your commitment to God, to your neighbor, and indeed to yourself. A man tells how he was the pilot of a heavy bomber during the Second World War. on one mission to destroy some U-boat pens over Italy, his plane was shot down. He and his three other crew members were fortunate that they were not badly injured, but they were taken prisoner. And after being placed in a little provincial jail, which nobody would want to be in, they were told that they would be transferred to Germany. They would be going to a prisoner of war camp. And the next day they were loaded into a truck, and sitting as they were on one side of the truck, they were faced by four guards, each with a rifle pointing at them, and each guard with a finger on the trigger. The pilot tells how he was overcome with a feeling of homesickness, a sense that he might never reach home again, that he might never ever see his wife and his children, his friends and his colleagues. And he found himself, he says, very strangely and without understanding why, he found himself singing. And after a little while, his fellow crew joined in. And he says that nobody could possibly have said that they were a very good quartet. In fact, they found it difficult to hold to tunes. But as their repertoire ran out, they began to sing Christmas carols. It would soon be Christmas. And as they were singing Silent Night, a beautiful baritone voice joined in. It was one of the guards. And by the time they reached their destination, all eight were singing. Rifles were on the floor, and information about families and careers were being exchanged. And the pilot says that one moment, there they were, enemies. And who would have killed each other, given the chance or the need? And the next, we were brothers in and of the risen Christ. Arriving in Germany, the prisoners were put in a prison camp, and the guards reverted to being the enemies. On that day when Peter asked Jesus the question, is this parable for us? Is it about us? The lesson that Jesus wanted Peter to learn, and indeed he wants us to learn, that he would come again. And the question comes again, are you ready for him? I'm sure you and I know our need. I'm sure that there will be moments when we will forget to say to God, forgive me. I'm sure that when we know that our needs have been met, you and I will endeavor always to respond to God's love, always to be ready for his coming into our heart and into our mind. Advent is the door through which we come to celebrate Jesus' birth. But more importantly, Advent tells us he will come again.